I know we're getting ready for the Zorn invite, Coach, coming up at your place on Thursday. I see the forecast is looking tremendous. Crossing fingers. I think it's still supposed to be a little bit breezy, but you guys are used to it by now. There's nothing you can't get away from it. You just adjust to it, and you've practiced in it, so it's no big. It's kind of like no big deal these days, isn't it?
It seems like it, and the kids are kind of getting accustomed to it too. To where when it's not windy, we get pretty excited, but we just kind of expect the wind at this point.
Got a great lineup of teams coming in for this one, Coach. Your team got the girls off to a great start. But you look at the charts, doing some great things from top to bottom in your Renner defense, your field defense. Pretty pleased with what your kids have done so far.
I think so. You know, we're kind of like we talked about, getting into the groove of things to where hopefully everybody's back and healthy. We did kind of have a little injury bug there for a minute, and then you throw in state FFA. So I think we're done with you know, some of the school stuff that the kids participate in, and we're kind of hopefully ready to get everybody on full strength and off the injury bug and ready to compete.
Were you guys affected a lot by, I know it's, you can't help it, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of different events going around. Have you missed, having some kids miss a lot of track time because of that?
Yeah, I think last week was probably the biggest. We have a great FFA program, and they do such a good job of, you know, getting a good number of participants out. So we had a big chunk in Lincoln last week competing at the state FFA, and they're back and they're ready to go. But, you know, it's good to have, we have a lot of kids who do a lot of things here, and that's a great problem to have.
Where do we start? Gosh, you got strengths in a lot of different areas, Coach, maybe in the throws. Wow. I mean, Madison Smith is phenomenal senior. I'm sure coaches are probably thinking, gosh, isn't she graduated by now? It seems like she's been around 7 or 8 years, but this is finally her senior year, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately for us, yes. But Maddie's having a great year, and that's a kid who just works so hard. I mean, she's been throwing the discus since she was in third grade. Comes from a great line of discus throwers with her dad, and it's fun to watch a kid like that have that success just purely with the amount of hours she puts in.
And then she's leading the discus, and in the district you've got two of the top three and another one number 7 when it comes to that district standing. So good depth in the shot put as well.
Yeah, for sure. I think this area and our district in particular always tends to bring some great performances, and I don't think this year's any different. We're gonna, you know, we plan to go to Ogallala for that district meet, and it's going to be fiercely competitive, which I think is good for our side of the state and our district in particular.
And sticking with the field events, you've got some kids in the vault. You've got a jumper in there as well that gives you some early points each and every meet.
Yeah, the senior class in particular, you know, they've kind of had a great run of not just track and field, but, you know, volleyball and basketball. And they work really hard, and they know what it takes to win. And I think even though track might be a little bit more individual, they stress to themselves and their teammates that we want to make this a team sport, and we want to score as many points as possible, and they're going to do whatever they can to help us out.
You know, Aubrey O'Hare is kind of like Madison Smith. She's been around a long time, and she has done some great things in those hurdles, and she's right up there again this year.
Yeah, and she's another one who just works her tail off, and it's nice to have her kind of relatively injury-free. She struggled a lot with, you know, some nagging injuries the past to where she hasn't been able to complete a full season. We're looking forward to her to complete a full season, and she's looking better than ever. She's practicing well, signed with South Dakota to go run, so I think that might be a little weight off her shoulders. Hopefully she can, you know, finish the year off strong.
You know, the relays aren't bad right now, but I'm sure trying to improve on those times a little bit in all three, aren't you?
For sure, and to be honest, I don't know if we've put our best relay out on the track yet. The plan is hopefully we can do that this Thursday at home. But I think there's a lot of potential there. I think we've added a little bit of depth from last year to where we can throw some girls in there and not take a huge step off. But we're looking forward to when we have the four best we are able to put out there and see what they can do.
Coach, the meet to the Zorn Invite. Wow, what a field of teams. It's going to be a good one. Sydney, we get a chance to see them for the first time. What a phenomenal team. And of course, the Leland girl is getting a lot of attention, rightfully so, in the high jump, the triple jump. And folks will have a chance to see what she can be like once again in your track coming up on Thursday.
For sure. I mean, if you're just an avid, you know, track fan, I think Gothenburg's probably the place to be on Thursday, just with the amount of talent we have coming. You mentioned Sydney. I mean, just off the top of my head, I think on the girls' side, three state leaders, not even class leaders, when you had the Harburg sprinter from Kearney Catholic, you had Leland, and then Maddie Smith in the discus. Just deep, deep events across the board, not even just field events. You know, you're looking at the hurdles, three state placers from a year ago. You know, you just, any event you look at, it's super competitive.
You know, this is almost a mini district meet with all the teams involved, and plus you add in Kearney Catholic and the strengths, but it's almost kind of a little bit of a mini district meet, isn't it?
Yeah, it tends to be that way. You know, with the addition of Scott's Bluff coming, their first year coming was last year, it really is similar to the district meet, which I think is good. Kind of gives us a little bit of prep onto what to expect once we get to Ogallala in a couple weeks.
Coach, got to ask you, if I could, get your take on this. I think it's a new meet next Tuesday, the Midwest Nebraska Track Classic. Correct me if I'm wrong, this is year number one for that meet?
Year number one, and we're excited. We saw a void, I think, of, you know, out in Scotts Bluff, they do Best of the West. Grand Island kind of has this meet. So we're really excited next Tuesday. Off of athletic.net, I think I talked to RAD, and upwards of 72 teams were invited to enter kids. So they have until this Sunday to enter. And then Sunday night, we draw the list to eight, and then it's the top eight in each event qualify. Finals only meet, so one 100-meter race of, you know, some great talent. We're looking forward to it on Tuesday. Should be a lot of great things. I think it allows some of the smaller schools an opportunity to really push their athletes to face people maybe they haven't or get the opportunity to see all year.
Yeah, I'm looking at your entries right now, and I'm sure there's a lot of schools that never see any of these kids in individual or relay events ever during the season.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we wanted, was the opportunity for those kids. Just, we feel like our location is nice on the interstate. We invited everybody, I think, from Sydney to Grand Island Northwest and in between. Just an opportunity to come. Hopefully it's a great day, get some great marks, and just a good day of track and field.
As far as your Zorn invite, I think everything starts, correct me if I'm wrong, around 1 o'clock. Is that right?
Yep. First session of field events is at 1 o'clock. We do start the girls' pole vault at 12:30. So they start a little bit earlier, but everything else gets going at 1 o'clock.